One of the things I love about Wake Up the Earth is there's a lot of love going on. Yes, I see people throwing hands up. Yeah, you feel me? If you feel me, make some noise, please.
What do you think of this festival?
Oh, this is my favorite. Yeah, I come to this every year, take pictures of everybody, because they're just so joyful, and JP has so much spirit.
Indeed it does. And you are?
My name's Gretchen Helene.
And you're taking pictures for?
Well, just for myself. I'm a professional photographer, so over the year, most people come to me and ask about pictures from Wake Up the Earth and just JP in general, and this is the most lively occasion, so I always come out for it.
So you live here in the neighborhood?
I do.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, exactly, right? It's an honor.
Carlos, best day of the year in JP.
Oh, always every year celebrating Wake Up the Earth Festival here in JP with the community. So many children and parents here celebrating this beautiful day.
Excellent. How are you feeling today?
Doing good. I'm here celebrating with my wife Melida and many neighbors. Such a wonderful Wake Up of the Earth.
Congratulations. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy.
Festive costumes and banners, floats being pulled on wagons, full of flowers and art saying toxic free living, stop Monsanto, lots of butterfly puppets in the air. Hey!
Yes, we're waking it up.
And it's a great day for it.
After this last winter, we really need to wake the earth up.
And you're doing a good job of it.
Yes. I think everybody will be out.
It's a great day and a great celebration.
Oh, it's the best day.
And you're a big part of the community.
We'll have lots of people, all kinds of people. Everybody's here.
And even other people besides everybody.
Smiling faces, artful decorations, creative protest signs, and lots of street music paraded through the streets of Jamaica Plain and Roxbury to kick off the 37th annual Wake Up the Earth Festival. Even the cops had smiles and were laughing. With bands like the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society Marching Band and the JP Honk Band, the parade almost felt like Honk Festival South. But to be fair, Wake Up the Earth Festival did come first by many decades. The converging parades marched onto the greenery of the Southwest Corridor Park outside the Stony Brook T-Stop on the Orange Line, where the festival was in full swing. Multiple stages, food vendors, kids' activities, and political activism were all in abundance. The Afro-Celtic funk band, Solsha, kicked off events at the Sun Stage.
Charles Bertrude back there on the bass, Dan Bowie on the mandolin, Alan Fraser on the fiddle, Pete McLean on the drum, I'm Elias Alexander, and we are Solsha. We've got albums for sale, only $5. So come check it out, we'll be right there right after this. Here we go.
So your band's name is Solsha?
That's right.
And you are?
I'm Elias.
Elias, and you're from the West Coast. How'd you get hooked up with Wake Up the Earth?
I live in Boston now. I moved here after going to college in Vermont for a few years, and I just had some friends who were down here who were playing Scottish music, so I wanted to be part of that, so I came down.
Is this your first Wake Up the Earth Festival?
No, it's a second.
Oh, okay.
We did the Moon Stage last year. This year we did the Sun Stage, so that's great.
So you're moving up?
Moving up in the world, yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you think of this event?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the politics of it. I love it that it's in this park that was gotten by community effort. and that it's a green space instead of a highway. And I love that all different people of all different backgrounds and cultures come out here and do their thing on this day. It's kind of unique in that way, I think, for festivals. You go to a lot of festivals, it's like one thing. It's like a bluegrass festival, it's a Scottish festival, it's this world music festival, whatever, you know. This really feels like it's really just people who are from around JP, which obviously includes a lot of different people from different immigrant communities and things like that. So I love Wake Up the Earth. I think it's great.
Bienvenido.
Welcome to Wake Up the Earth.
I'm Sassy.
I don't hear anyone out there. I'm Lady. Where are my people at? Wake up the earth, y'all!
Oh, we're not waking her up. Let's really give her a nice wake up. Wake up the earth, y'all! Ah, un poquito mejor. Eso está mejor, sí.
Porque ellos son los que ponen este festival con la comunidad de JP y Boston. So how about we get this started real, real, real well. We're gonna welcome a Boston-based group that is dear and near to my heart, and they're just really, really good people. Sassy's gonna tell us a little bit more about this amazing group.
Foundation Movement, Iraq and Optimist, with origins from Puerto Rico and Liberia. They are committed to addressing issues of injustice and oppression while also entertaining, and I mean rocking, the crowd with hot beats and relevant. I love this group. Always has me jumping around. So can we welcome to the stage
Foundation Movement.
This song right here is entitled Long Shots. If I could have people put their L's up in the air like this. This L represents who are a long shot. Meaning somebody who's ever overcome any type of obstacle, we consider you a long shot. I know within our families over here, we have people who have battled the beast of cancer with long shots. Sometimes based off of the color of our skin or what neighborhood we were born in, we weren't supposed to make it. We are considered long shots, right? So put your L's up in the air representing long shots.
The Wake Up the Earth Festival is a celebration of long shots.
Yes.
People stopping the highway from cutting through a community, and here we are to celebrate that. Let's not forget.
All right.
10 years ago, myself and Optimist were asked to perform, and a decade later, here we are still with y'all at Wake Up the Earth, and we love to perform here. Jamaica Plain, Boston, Massachusetts, make some noise. All right, so we know your lungs work. We're gonna ask your help on this hook with us. It's gonna go, all we need from y'all is to say, long shots. Ready?
Long shots.
Ready?
Long shots.
Never supposed to be on top.
The long shot.
So they plot to brutalize us. Now we the
long shot.
Gotta stop, the system's corrupt. We've been silent for too long and now we're making a fuss.
Come this on, is for long shot.
Never supposed to be on top.
The long shot.
So they plot to brutalize us.
Now we the long shot.
Gotta stop, the system's corrupt. We've been silent for too long and now we're making a fuss. And with us we have Jonathan Soulfetch.
Hey. We're gonna smooth out to this one right here.
We support the Baltimore uprising, y'all.
Yes. Black Lives Matter.
Never supposed to be on top. The long shot.
While Foundation Movement were performing at the Sun Stage, a Boston-based West African band had people dancing in the streets outside the Stony Brook Tea Stop, known today as the Moon Stage.
So, how does it feel to be back at Wake Up the Earth?
It feels amazing. There's sad. Nothing like coming back to Boston and being at Wake Up the Earth. You know? It's one of my favorite festivals of the year. And I've already seen a couple of friend activists here, so it's just like very energizing. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I'm so happy to be able to bring my little girl
so she can see it. Because then I get to see do things too that I haven't done before, like going down the slide on the hill, you know.
Well, you didn't do that last time you were here, right?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah. It's good to have a three-year-old. That gives you an excuse to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And she's enjoying it.
Former WMBR news reporter Sophia Hedin back in town and taking the festivities of Wake Up the Earth. Deborah Gallagher, longtime JP area resident, played bass with the JP Honk Band.
It was great. It was always fun to play with the Honk Band. They're just so much fun and so much great spirit. And I feel privileged to add my little part to it.
Yeah, well, it was more it was like a big part. You're carrying the whole bottom.
Well, that too.
I mean, I
actually, there's a sousaphone that was also doing the low notes.
I just listened to the JP Honk Band.
And what did you think of them?
It was great.
Cool. What were you guys doing before with the clothes?
We were playing dress up and we were all battling each
sword
other.
Sword fighting.
Yeah. And now my back hurts.
And what are you going to do now?
Who knows? Maybe do gymnastics. Right.
The cardboard slides are next.
Then the playground.
Or maybe, yeah, playground or maybe stilts.
You're probably at least a contender for one of the oldest people out here.
I'll be 92 years old in June.
And as an elder person, you find this festival has a lot in it for you as well?
It sure does. And I enjoyed seeing the whole festival. It was wonderful. And food.
Well, food brings out everybody.
Right. All the good things to eat and all the things that you can buy. It's a wonderful, wonderful festival.
From preteens to elderly in the 90s, everyone found something to celebrate. And of course, one of the staples of Wake Up the Earth is the community-based political activism. City Life, Vita Urbana, and Bikes Not Bombs were quite visible, as they are every year. But there were some new groups, too. I spoke with Jacqueline, who was tabling for the group Mothers Out Front.
So we feel like, as a mother, who best to want, I wouldn't say motivated, but, you know, a mother's instinct or a parent's instinct is to want to protect our children, and climate change is in direct opposition to that, right? I mean, catastrophic events. And we don't change our ways, switch to clean energy, make the changes that are necessary, then I think that we're headed towards that future of drought, famine, and it's going to affect us all, rich and poor.
Are you operating at the local level, state level? I mean, you're trying to get Massachusetts to divest in fossil fuels?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a goal. I think we're working at all different levels, so we're the JP branch of Mothers Out Front. And it's a movement that has branches all over the place. So there's like a Somerville, Arlington, Cambridge, all over Massachusetts. We're trying to branch out into other states. We have several now in New York State. So that's
excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
So and this festival is kind of almost a golden opportunity for you guys.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. This is Wake Up the Earth. It's all about the Earth, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this is a perfect opportunity. We're in the parade, and now we have our table here. We're getting a lot of people coming by who are really interested. So to do that, you would just go to www.mothersoutfront.org, and then you'll see a little tab that says Switch to Clean Energy, and it will walk you right through it.
Wake Up the Earth is an annual Jamaica Plain Festival celebrating people's power to control their own destinies and sharing of musical, cultural, and political ideas for the future. It happens the first Saturday in May. Reporting from the streets of Jamaica Plain, I am Chuck Mazzina for the Boston Community Reporters Project.
Thank you.